This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. The strong arm story of the day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
It's all about our Falcons and the performance they had last night in Minnesota. Yeah, take that horn and do something with it, will you?
Hello.
We didn't hear it all night, Mike. We didn't hear it.
Yeah, man. Shut down a lot of folks. That was a great atmosphere. And I will say this about Minnesota. Love to see our stadium look like that when the game starts.
Ooh.
Everybody in their seat, bringing the heat.
It's fun. Fun place to go visit. But the fans are nice. We said that. And for Falcon fans that went up there, you know, I was getting, hey, man, it's cool up here. Yeah, the fans are nice there. All right, it's not Philly.
Right.
Hey, want to remind you, we're going to get some more phone calls here. Patrick and Becca want to join in, Allison as well, about the Falcons. But I want to remind you, Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can count on so much, guys. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL games live every Sunday, all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. So visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Before we grab these phone calls, because we appreciate you guys joining in, great calls today. I think everybody's on the same page. Lots of reasons to get excited. The question about Parker Romo, and a guy said, why are we holding on to Koo? Guys, I said to Mike, this could have been just a mental break, right, where you go, hey, we're just going to do this. And because they kept him on the roster. Basically, he didn't make the trip, which is the right decision. But, Mike, I don't know if they know where they want this to go, because if you wanted to cut him, you could have did that last week.
Right. So where do you think it goes?
Don't know. I'm not sure if they just, you know, maybe keep him around. I'm not sure, but Parker Romo should be our kicker going into Sunday.
I just think, you know, we have a lot of folks that get sentimental, but like I said, he did the job until he didn't. It's a result-driven business like anything else. I don't know why you'd have that space taken up by a guy that can't do it. Parker Romo did make a little nervous on that first one, and then he was really dialed in. So we'll see. But the other question is the Bengals, there's already articles being written now. Any writer can put this out there because 2-2, you know, it makes, you know, doesn't make four necessarily, but because the Bengals may need a quarterback. You talked about their experience with Browning last year, but he's still not Joe Burrow. Well, neither is Kirk Cousins, but is Kirk Cousins better than Browning? Would the Bengals come calling? Would you be interested, Carl, in still eating the contract if we could finesse a good draft pick, a good quality day two pick? Out of any team, not to be the Bengals, any team for Kirk Cousins.
Look, I think the Cousins thing only happens, guys, if a team gets into this situation like Burrow and they don't trust their backup. Like, it's still an investment, but I'm like, I don't know. I mean, like, I keep thinking that we're going to have him on our team until the end of the year. That's kind of where I'm at right now. And by the way, our backup situation is really good. Don't want that. I want Penix out there. This is where I'm at. But nobody in the league has a quarterback room sort of like we do. The Browning thing, the only reason I think they're staying the course is because in 23 when they did this, he played pretty well, completed 70% of his passes, kept him afloat. Here's the thing, if you're Cincinnati, Mike, can we be 500 when Joe Burrow gets back? If we are 500, we're probably in the mix for a playoff run.
But you just sit there and you go, I mean, from going to the Super Bowl and coming up short against the Rams, and now it's another season that we saw those Bengals fans beating the crap out of each other. They're so frustrated because here's another year where Burrow's going to miss at least 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, it's tough.
Hey, by the way, just one sidebar. I don't know how much you watched. It was a late game yesterday, the national game with the Eagles and the Chiefs. I'm always been of the opinion with a tush push, if you can't stop it, that's on you. But the refs have got to call it accurately. Everybody's finally noticing with a vertical camera.
Offsides.
Everybody's offsides.
Offsides.
So where's this been for 3 years? Well, then call it. I mean, I know the if then let's look, use the eye in the sky and bring it back and call it offsides.
Yeah.
That'll stop the Eagles from running it.
It's gone next year.
I think this is going to be it. Yeah.
When we get to the offseason and they have the competition committee meetings and they have the next vote, it's gone. But yesterday they ran it like five times, Mike, in the fourth quarter. It was a rock fight.
Well, how about Kelce doing the old deflection on the interception too, by the way?
Yeah, it was big.
I mean, I don't know. Everyone's already basically proclaiming the Chiefs dead in the water. They're going to have to do some soul searching. That's for darn sure.
First time they've been, 0-2 since
you
like
had to go 14? Back to 14, right.
Yeah. No Patrick Mahomes, by the way. He's a freshman in college. Patrick, you are on in Alpharetta. Hey, man, what's going on, Patrick?
Hey, man.
Is Patrick there?
Hey, man.
What's going on?
You know, man, last year our offense was good or our defense was just not, or we just couldn't seem to put it together. I'm excited to see this team put it together. And let me tell you something, brother. In 1998, a friend of mine told me to let it go because we beat the Vikings to go to the Super Bowl. But that just wasn't enough for me because 34 years ago, man, I was 19 years old. I just got to my unit in the 82nd Airborne, and Kent Herbeck, you dirty dog, you pushed Ron Gann off of first base. Well, guess what? Last night, we beat your ass, baby. We beat your ass. And then right there is payback. It's over. Let's go, Falcons. Rise up.
Right on, brother.
Rise up.
Hey, I mean, but you could argue we did get some payback 6 years after the Ron Gant event when we beat them in the NFC Championship.
That's true.
Denny Green and company. Still, I think they still stay on the stand line. Him and Billick all stunned at what just happened.
Some losses just stay with you longer than others.
That's for darn sure.
Becca in Midtown. Becca, thank you for listening to Dukes and Bell. Hey, man, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are y'all?
Hey, lady.
Hi. I just want to go off that last caller. Yesterday was pure nirvana watching us win and just seeing all of our newbies just get all of those, you know, first career, you know, interceptions, sacks, things like that. But I just wanted y'all to go back and touch more on Romo and Koo because I cannot explain to y'all the infuriation last weekend when Georgia Tech's kicker, Aiden Burr, kicked that 55-yard winning field goal to win it. And the next day, Koo couldn't hit a 44-yard field goal for us to hit it. And for him to miss 9 field goals last season, making over, you know, $4 or $5 million a year, it infuriates me. So for Romo to come out yesterday and just bang all of those out, if we keep Koo, I mean, why would we do that?
Yeah, unless you just don't trust Parker Romo. You know, I don't know. I mean, he looked okay to me. He's certainly got, you know, a resume. He has kicked in the NFL before. 5.5, by the way, is a cap hit on Koo.
Yeah. It's a really good question. Look, there's always – in the NFL, and this is the reality, you still need insurance.
Right.
All right. And so as well as Parker kicked yesterday, and I hope he kicks this way the rest of the season, the difference what you saw, Rebecca, is confidence. That's all this is. That's what you saw. There's nothing wrong. Koo can do this, but he lost confidence through last season, right? We saw this, and I said the word I used was wobbles. We saw this, and everybody was kind of paying attention, and you weren't. It wasn't a big deal, and now it is. And now you go, all right, do we hold on to him for insurance policy potentially as we move forward? It's a long season, guys. And to say that Koo may be done here, I'm not ready to go there yet because I feel like, Mike, if that was the case again, they would have did this last week.
And for what it's worth, Mark Ramadi from ESPN.com earlier today at the post-practice press conference, Raheem Morris says about a 90% chance that Romo is our kicker for next week. I mean, why would he be 90%?
Should be 100.
Should be 100, and let's roll. I mean, again, we debated why the front office kind of dropped the ball as far as real competition. Luckily, we lucked out. By the way, Panero missed his first extra point attempt for the 49ers.
He sure did. Hey, Allison, thank you for being patient. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What do you think about these Falcons?
Hey, good afternoon. How's everything going? I'm doing well, and my blood pressure didn't go. I didn't bust a blood pressure cuff. I didn't need a defibrillator on my chest last night to watch the game. So I'm happy about all of that. There were still some things we need to clean up, like, you know, we need our wide receivers, tight ends, to hold blocks a little bit better and a little bit longer so our running backs can really cut loose. But there were a couple of runs made by Bijan and Tyler, who I deem the bowling ball with legs, who really and truly had blocks held up. They could have scored touchdowns.
They got to. Yeah, you can't be red zone, dead zone. I agree with you. They've got to maximize it. I think one thing for certain, our receivers were not healthy. I think that's part of it. I think a healthy Drake lets that, although that was a perfect punch out. It is what it is. But you can't have empty calories, man. We can't be settling for field goals against better competition down the stretch. We need the scores. And hopefully that comes when you got a healthy Drake and a healthy Mooney. But you feel Leon Pitts, though? I just think, Zach, you've got to realize what you got with Pitts. We can, whatever was the past, we can debate it and argue it. Who cares? Pitts is doing work right now and getting open.
Yeah, I keep using the word active, Mike, because that's what it feels like. He's running routes. When he catches the ball, he's trying to get positive yards with a passion. Like, I'm going through guys. I'm trying to stiff arm guys. I do agree. Like, he does look different. But I got to say this. We saw this with him at camp. We were telling you guys the energy was different. Didn't know how much his usage would happen. And we're talking about, you know, targets and catches. But his energy was different. And now I think you're seeing that. I don't disagree with you, man, and especially with our other guys being banged up. Let teams have to look at Pitts and say, okay, what's going on here? Why do we have to deal with that? And meanwhile, our other guys hopefully get better. I said it last week, Mike. I thought he should have caught 10 balls. He caught 7 last week. He should have caught 10 more this week because that's the way I felt about it.
And we talked about the usage rate for the tight end in the Rams offense that Zach was last part of, and that was Tyler Higbee. Pitts is a special guy. When he's healthy, when his head is engaged, when he's doing the work, all of that, check, check, check. He can be a real go-to guy as we're getting our wide receivers back to speed.
Yeah. Great stuff, Allison. Appreciate you. By the way, tonight, want to remind you, we got a doubleheader. It is Monday Night Football, Tampa Bay at Houston. All right, that's the early game.
That's just 7. And then it's Chargers and Vegas.
Vegas, right? And it's going to be joined in progress here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game right after the first game. Tell me what you think about this. Tampa obviously coming off the win against us. We know them pretty well. Houston has a really good defense. That was a great game, I think, last week where they went out there and played the Rams. But they're at Houston tonight, and then again, Vegas at home against the Chargers. I like the Chargers, Mike. I didn't even look at the spread. I think it's 3.5. I just think the Chargers are a team that's going to be a team to be reckoned with this season.
Well, again, last year, I think one of the big storylines was C.J. Stroud comes back to earth.
Yep.
And where is he at right now? Texans 0-1. Bucks, by the way, some value here. Houston's a 2.5-point favorite.
Okay, there you go.
I mean, you get 3 for home field. I mean, we didn't pick
these
games.
Bucks? You buy the Bucks?
I would buy the money line on the Bucks, but that's me. And then with the Chargers and Vegas. Vegas has Geno Smith. Chargers going to get Brock Bowers involved. The run game, remember, I'm just not sold necessarily on the Vegas Raiders doing anything special. I think the Chargers have a chance. This is the kind of game they usually lose. You know, they win that monster game against the Chiefs. This, don't give it back, right?
No,
don't give it back if you're Jim Harbaugh and company.
They got the defense to make Vegas struggle. And you saw what they were able to do with Patrick Mahomes. I know they don't have their star wide receivers, but Vegas doesn't have anybody right now on the outside that scares anybody either outside of Brock Bowers. And hasn't Brock been injured? I mean, that's been part of the problem too. So we're going to see. But we got both games for you right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So don't go anywhere. 6 o'clock, it's Coach Raw, Dave Archer, the coach's show, and the player segment is going to be Brandon Dorless, who had a great game. We're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We got to get out of the way, though, and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, thanks to Coach Brent Key for stopping by. He said that he went home, Mike, and helped his helped continue to build his daughter's like playhouse. And then, you know, called some recruits. He made it so nonchalant after a big win like that. But that's the kind of guy he is. But I also think you saw the calm of his team. Go listen to the interview, guys. It's online, odyssey.com. Great stuff from Brent Key. And congratulations to Georgia Tech. That was a huge win. Georgia as well. We're going to dive even deeper tomorrow as Connor Riley stops by and talks about the Dogs.
And one last nugget from the Hawks. They traded Kobe Bufkin to the Nets for cash. Number 15 pick in the 23 draft. We thought he'd be the steady backup. We had talked about bringing guys in like Chris Paul or a better, you know, backup when you know, Trey's not on the floor, but that's not the case. financial flexibility, apparently, is the motive for the Hawks.
Well, we got options. Look, when J.J. comes back, Jalen Johnson, and he's going to be back healthy, Mike, when Trey's out of game, you run the offense through him. He's 6'10",
right,
and he handles like a guard. We forget how good he is. I don't think this is a big issue. I think, like, Trey's out of the game. You got Veet. You got all these other guys. You got guys that can handle it. It's not going to be a big deal. Kobe Bufkin, good luck. Hey, Big O, great job as usual behind the glass. And my man, Day-Day, executive producing. All right, Mike Bell, let's get out of here, man. Clear your throat.
Everybody in Atlanta ecstatic about the win. NBC executives, probably not. Not a great game. 9-6 at halftime. Not sure what the ratings were. But I will say this. When the offense can match the kind of firepower the defense threw out, then that's a hell of a team. That's a team which people are going to be taking notice of. I really wanted to see Michael Penix Jr. showcase last night. But as we said, I think some of the injuries, and I think, Zach, if there's one beef, I'm still not sold on Zach Robinson as a play caller. So hopefully get some more imagination and get out of that pistol and let's start doing some play.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Action, because when you run the football like that, Carl, play action is going to make everything easier for Penix and his receivers.
It was a great college football weekend, so much so all of our teams won. Woo-hoo! Falcons, UGA, Georgia Tech, Georgia State, Georgia Southern, Kennesaw State. It is rare where a weekend comes along and everybody is winning. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you're still trying to get into Neyland Stadium.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.